it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Episode 451, After the Whistle, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. So I'm sitting at Bar Bill last night. You ever been to Bar Bill?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm sitting at Bar Bill in East Aurora last night, and I'm watching the Tampa Bay Florida game, and I messaged you after the game. Do you remember what I messaged you?
Nope.
Is this the end of the Tampa Bay quote-unquote dynasty?
Oh, yes. Yep, yep, I gotcha. Yep, yep.
Because, all, you know, like I couldn't hear what was being said on the TV because they had music going. Mm-hmm. So it was just like just the visual part of it, but it was a lot of camera time on Steve Stamkos. And I'm assuming that the question is with the contract situation and the conversations, you know, that what they're saying is, you know, all the questions that are kind of naturally asked at this moment, right? Like, is this it for him in Tampa? That's the first thing I thought after that game. Series went the way I thought it should. Now what for Steve Stamkos?
Just think of the exact same thing. You know, he has been one heck of a player throughout his time in this league. An ambassador of the game down south in Florida. Won 2 Stanley Cups. Has been a goal-scoring freak. Scored 40 goals this year. I don't even know if you knew that. 40 snipes this year.
I did know that because you were quick to remind me a couple weeks ago, right as the season was ending.
Yeah. And listen, I mean, he's 34 years old, just turned 34 years old in February. And I see Steve Stamkos in this league for a number of more years. And the way he trains in the summer, I know he's from Toronto. I know that he trains with
Gary
Roberts, yes. Yeah. And obviously he does such a great job keeping his body fit. 34 years old, playing like he's 24 years old right now. He's just awesome. So it's sad. It's honestly, it's very sad to take it all in and watch him because he is an incredible, I think listening to, you know, his interviews and things like that. He's so well-spoken. It's just like, he's such a true leader in this game today. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with a player like Steve Stamkos.
Well, I think he ends up in Toronto. Personally.
Do you think the Buffalo Sabres have any shot whatsoever of, or do you think they would even be interested in a player like Steve Stamkos?
You said you need a top six here. Does Stamkos
do you agree with that we need a top six in Buffalo?
Yes.
I think it's glaring. I mean, the most glaring thing that we need, like if you really want to be competitive, if you really want to go in a direction where you're winning a lot of hockey games and making the playoffs and moving towards winning a championship, you need high-end skill. And we do not have the elite top six forwards right now. You know, Alex Tuch, Tage Thompson, yes, you can put those guys, their names in there, but we still have younger players. Dylan Cousins is still a young player. He's not developed. I don't want to use the word develop, but he's still maturing as a player. Same with JJ Paterka. Same with Jack Quinn. Well, these are guys in your top six. We need someone who's more established, someone that right now, if they were to come to our team, they would be one of the most elite players on the team, bar none, and you would have them for years to come. There's a player that comes to mind for me. I've already spoke about him, because the other thing that goes into all of this is you have to trade for players that do not have no trade clauses, no movement clauses. You have to get players that do not have that, or they're not coming to Buffalo. Buffalo would be in the top three places in the National Hockey League that you would not want to play. Clayton Keller.
So no.
You have to.
We did a whole episode on this. I'm not doing Clayton Keller.
Have
right
to.
Now. Nope. I'm not.
You understand that.
Say, go back and listen to past episodes. It will say in the description, Craig talks about Clayton Keller. We don't need to talk about it again. You want Clayton Keller from Utah. Clayton Keller, does he have a no trade clause? No move clause?
Yes, he does.
Next year, right?
Starting, it ends this year.
So he has one more year, no move.
So in 2024-25,
they just
next
moved
season,
to Utah. They are not going to trade the most marketable player that they have. Offensively, they are not in win now mode.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you this. You proved it perfectly for me. Thank you for setting that up. And they're not in win mode now, but I'm going to tell you this, a 22-year-old Josh Doan, a 19-year-old Connor Geeky, who was drafted, 11th overall, sorry. Players like this, Dylan Gunther, do you remember him? First round draft pick, 9th overall. Edie, these are all the guys that are going to play on Utah moving forward. This is their future. Talk about Owen Power would be a trade piece with this to get a guy like Clayton Keller. They have no defensemen. They have none. They have nothing even remotely close to Owen Power in their system. They don't have any defensemen signed for next year on their roster. They only have 5 players on their defense, and none of them are signed. Owen Power is exactly what this team needs. But anyway, I don't want to go on there. I know that you get angry.
What happens in Tampa Bay now that they're done? And we talk about Stamkos, John Cooper.
He has one more year on a contract. He's 56 years old. He has one more year on his contract. So I would imagine that John Cooper is going to play this out. He's coached a long time. He's been very, very successful. But
the Leafs don't get rid of Keith right away, and they wait a year for John Cooper. Send Stamkos into Toronto, assess the situation, bring in Cooper after. Because we know that Keith needs to go. He has a lot of excuses here. He has the Nylander migraine. He's got whatever Marner's got going on. If that's just Marner, then you move Marner out. And then give Keith the pieces that you get in return to continue to try to move forward. Austin Matthews, mysterious illness. So
can we just say hypothetically, does Toronto even have an opportunity to get a coach like John Cooper?
Not this year.
John Cooper has 1 year, and then he's unrestricted. Okay. The Tampa Bay Lightning do not have a first rounder, second rounder, third rounder, or fourth rounder this year. They do not have a first rounder in 2025. This is a team that has hit its peak, and now what they're going to be doing is doing patchwork for years to come.
Pittsburgh.
Right. Just Pittsburgh won 3 Stanley Cups. I think they would do it again in a heartbeat. Same with Tampa Bay, right? But, you're going to have John Cooper coach one more year next year. He's going to finish the season. And is he in a situation where he says, I want a different challenge?
Living in Tampa's got to be pretty nice. He's already left his legacy. He's won 2 Stanley Cups. Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of changes coming up here with a lot of teams. Before I move on, I got to just say I heard a hilarious joke yesterday. Driving down the road and saw my ex. It's funny how I'd hit that changes meaning over the years. If you've been hurt in a car crash, hopefully not caused by your ex, You know what to do. Call Salino Law. Call 888-888-8888. Chicago eventually moved on from Quenneville. Teams have to move on from these guys after the dynasty's over. I say dynasty, it's kind of, you know, loose term, but because it's not a real dynasty, but in this day and age it is, to dominate for that long.
What, Chicago? It was damn near a dynasty.
Chicago, Tampa, Pittsburgh, you know, these are teams that won a couple cups and were at the top. Boston. Boston's only won the one, but they've been on top of the league for a lot of years. A lot of years.
Right. It'll be interesting to see what happens in Tampa Bay, to see the direction that that team takes in general. You know, obviously have one of the best players in the game, and Steve Stamkos scored 40 goals and 81 points, and Kucherov at 144 points was just dominant.
Sorry to cut you, Craig. I just want to add one more thing. John Cooper is going to be the highest paid coach in hockey next year.
You mean after next season?
That's after next year. After 1 year from now, if John Cooper doesn't, even if he signs an extension with Tampa Bay, which I don't know why he would. Well, I mean, I guess they still have some good pieces there. But he's going to be the highest paid coach in hockey. Any franchise, especially the Toronto Maple Leafs, would want this guy standing at the podium.
Right.
The guy is like so, he's almost perfect.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that the Tampa Bay team in general has a chance to win another Stanley Cup? Let's say Kucherov is there and points there, and Steve Stamkos. Let's just say he takes a real hometown discount to stay with the team, to give opportunity to spend that money elsewhere, right? He's made $100 million. Now, is this about winning championships and staying in Tampa, or is it about him maximizing his value contract-wise? So he makes $8.5 million. Could he make $4 million? Do you take that $4.5 million and put it into something else? Like, I guess that's kind of what I look at. They don't have any trade pieces. Like, they've traded everything away. They don't have any first rounders anymore. They don't have seconds or thirds. Like, they're really depleted because they went after it and it benefited them. They won two Stanley Cups. But now, what is the thought process in Tampa Bay? Is it to restock the cupboard? Is that something that they're trying to think? Is it to restock the cupboard?
No, I think if I were to tell you,
don't have a first rounder in 2024 or 2025. If I were to tell you right now that we could trade the 11th pick, the 11th overall pick for Eric Cernik. He's 26. He makes $5.2 million. He plays with Victor Hedman on the right-hand side. Would you entertain trading the 11th pick?
Yes, but they aren't getting rid of him.
Why is that? They have Sergachev making $8.5 million. He's 25 years old. Victor Hedman will play 5 more years. He's 33. They have Nick Pjerbeck, who's 25. They have some younger players. And they have to get rid of money somewhere, is what I'm trying to say.
That's not where you start. Stamkos is getting rid of money. That's what's he making? 8.5?
8.5.
Yeah, that's 8.5 coming off your cap next year.
I understand that, but he also scored 40 goals and 81 points.
He was also minus 21. Like,
come on, listen, first time. It was like literally one of the first times in the last 8 years that he's been minus.
I don't think they're going to miss him as much as you think. Boston is not missing Patrice Bergeron. I know the statistics are different, but the value to the team is the same, if not more, in Bergeron's favor.
Yeah.
They're not going to find a better two-way center to ever play this game.
Well, I guess they're not missing Krejci, and they're not missing Orlov, and they're not missing Hull.
Foligno.
They're not missing Bertuzzi.
They're not missing Foligno.
They're not missing anybody. That just team, I don't know how they do it. They just, they're so deep.
Don't you think that's kind of a page that teams will tear out of? Like, hey, we can't just have someone hold this over our head and force us to sign him because he's our franchise captain and all he's an right. all-time point getter for our franchise, goals, assists, everything.
Right. Yep.
You have to sometimes just let it go. Let me ask you this question. What do you think Stamkos is going to be asking for in free agency?
It depends. Obviously. I could see him taking a serious hometown discount to finish his time off in Tampa Bay. Because at this point in time, when you've won two Stanley Cups, when your home has been built in Tampa Bay since you were 18 years old, and you've made $100 million, money is not what drives you. His kids drive him. His wife drives him. His surroundings and love. Yes. Yeah. He loves where he's at. And I would think that, you know, for him to go and say, give me a 3-year deal at $4 million, you know, for a guy who scored 40 goals and 81 points, that's how these teams like Tampa Bay stay on top.
Well, that's Bergeron signing for, what did he sign for when he came back? $1 million?
Yeah. Like something stupid. Same with Krejci. That's right.
No, I think Bergeron signed for like $2.5 million.
That's right.
And I think Krejci signed for $1 million.
For $1 million.
Yeah. But Krejci was coming back from Europe after leaving for a year. So maybe circumstances are different, but no question. I think that might be probably the most logical thought.
Right. Right.
And I bet that's probably why they didn't sign him. All that frustration about the contract talks and everything. It's like, we don't know what you're going to do.
Put him in a position where he has to make a decision. Put him in the position to be the bad guy. Because Tampa Bay doesn't want
to
go
and do that to your guy that's been such a classy.
What do you mean? Why would you do that? It's called business.
Well, okay.
This is about business. They're not doing anything that they shouldn't be doing. Right now, Steve Stamkos will make a decision whether he wants to play in Tampa Bay and finish his career, or he's going to go someplace else.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Here's a few things that are coming up at Seneca. NHL playoffs are here, and if you've lost NHL bets, there's a chance to win back the payout.
Submit lost NHL parlay sports bets for a chance to win back the payout up to $500. Drawings on April 30th, May 14th, May 28th, June 11th, and June 25th. Check the website for more details. Here's a country band that everybody loves. They even mentioned Buffalo in one of their biggest hits. Big and Rich will be here at Seneca Allegheny Resort and Casino Saturday, May 25th. And the last one, and Craig's favorite, the Seafood Spectacular at Seneca Buffalo Creek.
Yummy.
And that's available every Thursday. For information on everything else going on at Seneca, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com.
Nothing else comes close. Like, do we have any shot whatsoever? Are we just kind of like blowing smoke here and kind of doing what we have to do to talk about, you know, a player that's going to be an unrestricted free agent?
Why wouldn't you go after Steve Stamkos?
I think you would, and I think you would have to. I think a 3-year deal for someone like him is something that makes sense for him at his age right now. Just, you know, the organization here in Buffalo have dropped the ball for so long, 13 very long years of not making the playoffs. I just wonder, obviously, that type of information creeps into a player's head like Steve Stamkos. You know, why he's made $100 million. Money is not the reason why he is going to play the game. Why wouldn't he put himself in a position to win more championships? Why wouldn't he take a discount to play for a team that is ready to win right now? You know, these are things that I think about when you think about Steve Stamkos. Yeah, you would be excellent to come to Buffalo. He is exactly what we need in this organization. He's exactly what you need in the locker room with such a young group. But why would he come here? Why would he want to come here at his stage in his game? So that's the only thing that comes to mind when I think of Steve. I mean he's a terrific player, terrific person. You know, he would be exactly what this team would need to bolster that veteran leadership and still a player that can play at a high level, but not sure he would want to come here.
They say Matthews traveled to Boston. Whether he plays or not is unknown.
Yeah.
Do the Leafs have a chance to at least make this more of a series, or does it end tonight?
With the way that Boston has played and the energy that they have within their locker room, and I think the pressure that the Toronto Maple Leafs have, you would think that it would fall in the favor of Boston. But I would not, by any stretch, hold, you know, just a guarantee that Boston's going to win this game at home. I think Toronto Maple Leafs are a very powerful hockey team with insanely skilled hockey players. I do not put them in a situation where this series is over. But if I'm a betting man, I'm taking the Boston Bruins and knowing that Brad Marchand and the group that he has in Boston, they do not want to play games with this Toronto team. They do not want to let this go. They want to end this and get some rest. Thoughts on Islanders, Hurricanes? Is this done? As good as done?
No, I don't think so. And I don't think it should be 3-1 either, but that's not the point. It is 3-1. It could be very easily 2-2. It could be 3-1 the Islanders. And I'd be looking a lot differently at this series. I've been very quiet about this series because I called I called an upset. And I'm going to be honest with you, I am upset. I'm upset that it's gone the way it's gone, because there have been moments since game one that, and I've watched this series probably more closely than others because I just, like I did Boston, Florida last year.
Right.
So, you know, whether they're as skilled as Florida was or not, the fact of the matter is I picked them because I think they could go head to head with the Hurricanes. And I guess that's just where the Hurricanes are just a little bit better. That's what good teams do. They figure out ways to make it 3-1, not 2-2 or 1-3. So I think that's going to end, but I don't think, not without a fight. I think the Islanders might be able to snag one more game. I really do. Yeah. They don't have a choice. It has to be tonight. So
yeah. What about the Avalanche Jets?
It's over. That one should be over. Yeah, that one should be over. And I took a lot of shit for that because I said the Avalanche are going to steamroll the Winnipeg Jets. And after game one, if they had a goaltender that could have stopped a beach ball, they may very well have already, this series may be over. But what happened since then is what I expected to happen.
Dominant.
Just absolutely.
And the last one, Petey, Predators and Canucks.
Predators had their chance to tie the series last game.
And that just shot him in the foot. It's over.
They had it wrapped up. I was watching that one at the Dinosaur Barbecue, just crushing barbecue wings and ribs, mashed potatoes, cornbread. But
yeah, those only game that was on. Canucks at home on that one.
Predators buried themselves there. But I think, going back to your comment about the Leafs, I think it's over. Let the firestorm begin. That'll do it for After the Whistle, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close.